All right, Siman Kuf Hey, we're going to learn today a Siv Zayin. I told you when we started Kuf Hey, Siman Kuf Hey has all the rules of what I call the engine of Taruvis, the way things travel. And it's divided, as we have seen. Sif Aleph was the dinim of Kavush, which had nothing to do with heat. Sif Beis were the dinim of Tatoi Gavar and Eloi Gavar. And then Sif Gimel Dalid, Hey and Vav, which we covered the last 2 weeks, were the dinim of two foods that touch each other, Bitzli, touch each other dry. Sif Beis was when they touch each other wet. These last four Sifim were the dinim of things that touch each other dry, Tzli, which cannot ask for more than Kedei Netila, unless it's a Dava Shamein, we said Eino Nubakiyim, so therefore Tzli could ask for Bekulai, but if the Shishim, you still need Kedei Netila. Now, we're still left with Siv Zayin and Ches, which is a short Sif, and then there's one other Inyan, which is Malicha, which is going to do next week, which is Sif Tes, how things travel through salted.
What's included in dry? Now,
okay, 1 second. Now, we're going to learn now Siv Zayin. And I'd like to be Magdim because it's a lot to learn and we're going to be covering it in 1 hour. So I'd like to just give a Hakdama. The Hakdama is nothing more than just a presentation of what we're going to have in Propratius. I'd like to present to you the Klolius in a general sense. For this Sif, we're going to have to change our mindset from the way we're accustomed to thinking. And that is, that if you have a piece of meat that's nevela, that's called Isser Machmas Atzmai. The meat itself is Gufa Isser Machmas Atzmai. You could have a piece of kosher meat, which was Meleya, which absorbed taste of Isser. And in such a case, the piece of meat is just as treif. If you cook meat, kosher meat, with treif meat in the same pot, the kosher meat, for all practical purposes, is just as treif. It was Beleya Isser. It got a Bliya of Isser from the Nevela. And now the kosher meat became treif. However, that is called Isser Balua. It's not Isser Machmas Atzmai. It's not inherently Nevela. It's Nevela because it was Beleya from another, from Nevela. Now that's called the Isser Balua. The whole theme of Siv Zayin is to have, for the first time in Hilchis Taruvis, to talk about the difference, a main difference between the Isser Machmas Atzmai, which is what we're talking about till now, and the Isser Balua. The case of an Isser Balua, we are going to discuss, now, if it travels, Bitzli. I mentioned to you numerous times the rule that Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli B'Lai Raitiv. A Bliya does not go from one Keli to another Keli if there's no liquid. Which means that if you have a Fleishig Apat and it's hot, and you have a Milcha Kapat and it's hot, and they touch each other, and in one you're cooking chicken soup, and one you're cooking milk, the it remains kosher. Your wife would never listen to you and hold that it's kosher. But Chazal say, Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli B'Lai Raitiv, that a Bliya does not go from one Keli to another without liquid. And that is the simplest of four cases that we're going to discuss. That Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli B'Lai Raitiv, which is mentioned in Basa B'Cholav, the Shach will bring it here. And that's a halacha, an absolute halacha, that Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli B'Lai Raitiv. Now the question, what's considered dry and what's considered wet? So the Prima Gaudim says that the tendency of a kli to sweat because of the cooking, to have droplets of moisture on the outside when it cooks, that's not called raitiv. That's still called dry. And we still say, Ein bliya yaitza makli lakli bli raitiv, which is a tremendous kula. And that's what you rely on when you go on the airplane and you get an airplane meal. How can they don't have a separate kosher oven in the airplane. As a matter of fact, if you go to the back, you may become queasy about eating it, because if you see them open their heating chamber, you'll see on the bottom cooking sometimes shrimp or nevela, and it's sometimes it's open, because that's how they serve it. And right above it, you have heating up the closed packages of kosher meals in the same oven at the same time. There's plenty of zeya coming up from underneath. So how in the world is the top stay kosher? The answer is, in the oven there's no plastic wrap. It's all the plastic is ripped off. In the oven, the kosher has a double wrap of metal or foil, and the outside wrap becomes treif. It's beleya. But ein blia yaitzim akli l'kli b'lo yaitiv. A blia does not go from the outside keli to the inside keli if there's no liquid there. It's the same blia yaitzim akli l'kli b'lo yaitiv. Therefore, the inside is protected. That's the rule of ein kli. Right. There's no zaya that gets in. So you really have to be careful. Well, the outside one touches tray for food, it's still okay. Oh, your outside foil is treif. You have to be careful that your outside foil doesn't touch the food. Don't use it as a tablecloth. Put something hot on it. Okay. That's true. More importantly, you really have to be careful. According to the rules, they're supposed to bring you the package. And the package comes in a plastic. It's frozen in a plastic. According to the rules, they're supposed to bring it to you. You're supposed to remove the plastic. You're supposed to give it back to them, and they're supposed to go and warm it up. And nobody does that. Why is that important? Because if you're in a rush and you rip off the plastic, you could accidentally rip off some of the foil from underneath. And if you rip off some of the foil from underneath, you ruin the whole thing. You put it into the oven. The zeya now hits the exposed tin of the keli, and then you'll have a problem. I once flew to Belgium, and we had meals from Switzerland, from the VAD of Switzerland. They pack it, not aluminum foil, they use a double metal container, like a sardine can type of can. You have a key and you turn it, you open it. They have a double metal container so that it's not an issue. I'm not sure if they started to use, there's also a double foil tin because of the problem with aluminum foil ripping. But it is a problem I've seen on the plane sometimes where when you get your meal hot, you look underneath, the foil was ripped off, and if it's ripped off, unless it's a double tin container, you have a problem. Zeya, well, there's no zeya between the outer keli and the inner keli. Hevel doesn't answer. Hevel is heat. Zeya is steam. Steam answers. However, the steam does not get between the two kelim. It hits the outside kelim, makes a tray, or the outside aluminum makes a tray, and it does not get to the inside kelim. Hevel, the word hevel means heat. It doesn't answer. And now, it has to be, no, it has to be hermetically sealed. It has to be sealed the way human beings seal things. If a scientist will tell you that molecules could get in, we're not going to worry about it. As long as it's sealed, the balasham b'nei adam. That's what it means. Now, that is the easy rule. The Shulchan Aruch here talks about the question, if b'liya yaitza may eichel la'eichel b'lo yaitiv. If a b'liya goes from one food to another without liquid, and I'll reiterate, we are not talking about a piece of nevela. There's no question if you have a piece of nevela and it touches basa kosher in the hat that the bliya goes. It goes kedei netila. Sli is kedei netila. And if it's shamed, it goes bekulai. And ain't no bekiim, so we're machmer bekulai. So it's going to confuse people as we're going to learn this. Even though I'm telling it to you, you'll see it'll get confusing. We're not talking about an issa machmas atzmai. We're not talking about a piece of nevela. We're talking about a piece of kosher meat which has a bliya of iser in it, and now it touches something else. So now the word is, does a blia go from eichel to eichel, bli raitiv? If the first piece of meat only became asr through a blia, does that blia travel to the second bli raitiv? That is the issue. I don't remember ever having been asked this, a shayla, a Jew in the house, having a shayla of blia yaitzim eichel eichel bli raitiv, because nobody in the house has food which has a blia of isr. If you have food, a blia of isr, you throw it in the garbage. It's rare that anybody ever should have such a shayla. The Issa Balua, it would be Chaticha Nas Nevela. Nevertheless, if the Blia can't travel, then the Issa itself, then the Nas Nevela won't make it worse, which is what we're going to see. Okay, now this is what we're going to learn. Now, we will also have to cover if Eichel Kli, Balai Raitiv, and Kli L'Eichel, that we'll do in the Ramah. Okay? Kli L'Kli is the easy one. It's mentioned in Basa B'Cholov, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it again, the Shach will mention it. Eichel la'eichel, kli la'kli is easy. We have eichel la'eichel, which is the mechaber, and then eichel la'kli and kli la'eichel, which is the Ramah with the Shach and Tas. Okay, so I'm sort of just trying to set up what we're doing. Let's see first the mechaber and Siv Zayin. Ha dechaticha iser oiseres chaverta b'nigiyasa. This rule that a piece of iser can ask us something else just by touching it. Dafka kishe isura machmas atzma kagay nevela basa b'chalom. Dafka v'isr is an inherent isr, a gufa isr, like nevela or basa b'chalom. Aval an ein ba isr, ash ela masha balam v'makim acher. If it doesn't have isr except because it was belayah from elsewhere, eina oiseres acheres anegaspa afilu im nitzlu yachad. Chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch, ein blia yaitza me eichel la'eichel b'lai raitiv. A blia doesn't go from one food to another without raitiv. Afilu im nitzlu yachad. V'meh devar mamurim, with one exception. V'meh devar mukshabala iser she'enim efafeya. That's if it's b'leia and iser kachush. Like we said last week, chomitz is an iser kachush, or dam is an iser kachush. There are things that aren't fatty. But it's beleya something that's fatty in its nature, kagan shuman, such as fats. I seres chaverta bein bitzli bein benegazu bezu cham becham. Then it asks that the blia does go meyachol aichol b'lay raitiv. I betachtoina chama el yainat zaynenes. Or if the bottom one is hot, the top one is cold. She isa blua ba'atzma mifafei v'yaitz mechaticha lechaticha. So what?
Here we say we're making on this.
So the Shulchan Aruch says what? Bifafeya means it's spread. The spreading of fats is called pipua. And we're saying now a blia from an eichel to an eichel does not go b'lai raitiv, except by a davar shane. The Shach in Sivkotin Yud Zayin briefly, and again in Sivkotin Yud Ches, says that even though normally we say ein anu b'kiyim and kachish l'shamein, that's hard for us to tell what's fatty and what's not. But here, where it's a chumra in the first place, was saimech that anu b'kiyim, ben kachish l'shamein, and therefore we are making lahalacha l'maisa, unless it appears to be a fatty thing, on this klal of ein bliya yaitzim ha'echol ha'echol bli raitiv. So here we learned a tremendous chiddush that most people are unaware of, that just like ein bliya yaitzim ha'kli l'kli bli raitiv, the same thing, ein bliya yaitza me eichel la'eichel b'lay raitiv, unless it's a fatty food.
And would there be an atila? Are we saying nothing?
Nothing. It doesn't. There's no problem at all. It doesn't answer at all. Okay, so we learned now a second klal. Ein bliya yaitza mekli l'kli, and ya bliya yaitza me eichel la'eichel, but by eichel la'eichel there is an exception. The shaila here, which is a machlaikas shach and taz, we're going to see now, is what about meat that was beleya milk? If I have basar that has a blia of milk in it, is that considered an iser atzmai, or is that considered an iser balua? On the one hand, by basar b'chalav, the meat is also the gufa iser. So you can argue that it's a samach masatzmai, because the meat itself is iser. On the other hand, you can argue, what do you mean? The meat is only iser because it has a bliya in it. Were it not for the bliya in it, it wouldn't be awesome. So if you put it somewhere where only the meat taste could travel, and not the bliya taste, you're kashering the meat. Whatever goes out is meat without milk. So this here is a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz.
Isn't that a new issue?
Yeah, we had actually b'chaticha roi l'schabed. We had that we learned earlier that a chaticha roi l'schabed is not bottle. If you have a piece of iser that's a significant piece, it's not bottle yavish b'yavish. There we said that if you have meat that's b'leia milk, it's a chaticha roi l'schabed. It's considered iser machmas atzmai, because the meat itself is iser. So there it seems that it's not an iser b'lua, it's an iser machmas atzmai. Because you only say chaticha roi l'schabed by an iser machmas atzmai. So we're going to see that raya. We're going to see the raya. We're going to see the Taz and Shach, and we'll see how they deal with it. Mechaber says basar b'chalav, but that could mean that basar touch gvina, basar to chalav. Does it mean basar b'chalav to something else? That's going to be the machlokes. So let's see it inside. Let's see first Taz Yud Gimel, because the Taz is shorter. We'll go first. Taz Yud Gimel, turn back. He brings a marshal, and I told you when we started the simon, the marshal is machmir on everything. We're actually going to have here a case where the marshal is nakel. Hiksha marshal, I don't mean he's machmir on everything. I mean he's machmir on everything in kofay, and all ways that bleas travel. Let's see. Hiksha marshal perikin hanasha simon memhei. How could the Shulchan Aruch say basa b'cholov? Is it isa balua? Even meat that absorbs milk, it shouldn't go below right. Beraya, metipas cholav shenafla abasar b'simin tzadik beis shenes roisech haticha. When a drip of milk falls on a piece of meat, and that piece becomes asa below niyavikisa ein oiseres acheres shenagu chamin zu bezu. We said that if milk falls on a piece of meat. All right, if the meat is halfway in the right, if we said Samachlaikis Rashi and the Ri. Rashi holds it's up, it's considered out, and the Ri holds it in. But if it's totally out, the bliya doesn't travel. So we see if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, we say the bliya doesn't go into the pot if the meat is above the pot. If you have a chalon and the meat is above the rest of the chalon, and the drip falls on the meat becomes treif, but it doesn't ask the chalon. So we see that it doesn't answer that the bliya is considered as a bluah milk into meat. Ela shatur loy dok bekan. The tur here they made a mistake. Zokta Marshal. Im loy shin the farish mashakasim kam basa b'cholav haynu basar cham shenoga begvina shezeh choshevisa machmasatzoy. Unless the Shulchan Aruch meant to tell us that if meat touches cheese, okay, then they're both gufa yisr. There is a machmasatzoy. But Zokta Marshal, milk absorbed in meat, that's an Issa Balua. Pirish HaBasi Yei Asa Machmaseh, that the Basa becomes Asa if it touches Gavin. Gamitrum HaSadesh and HaAruch Shar, Beis Dalet, Shar Dalet, Kei Kosa Behedya, Basa Shadesa Becholav, Eina Chayza Va'Isa Shar Basa, Balei Raitiv, Afilu Shteyem Chamais.
I didn't know the way around. If it touches, and it's not the Sasa, but touch can it go to Blua.
I have a piece of meat that touches cheese. Mm-hmm. We say the bliya travels. If I have a piece of meat which absorbs milk and it touches a potato, a hot potato, only the meat taste goes into the potato. The milk taste, which is only an issa b'lua, is any item below it. So therefore, it shouldn't go. Because the mitzias is that only the be'en travels without raitiv. The bliya doesn't travel below raitiv. So when I have meat and cheese, the taste of cheese is be'en, it goes into the meat. But if I take that meat now, which has cheese below in it, and I touch a hot potato with it, what's traveling? Only the meat is traveling. The taste of the milk is not traveling into the potato. Pesach Gvina, it's the Gufa Gvina which is going into the meat.
That's the first,
right? The Gvina goes into the meat. That's all. If the meat later, it's not going to travel out. Only the Tama Basa will travel. If Jesus called it a Shamein, then you'll be right. It is. I don't know. What? There's no difference in Gvina and milk. And we're not making a chilek here between cheese and milk. In this, we're making a chilek between if at the time the meat touches the cheese, there's no issa balua. There's only issa be'en that's touching each other. When two issa be'ens touch each other, that's if the four sifim we learned the last 2 weeks, gimel dalet hey vav, that two things that are be'en that touch each other, bli'is go from one to the other, b'kdei netila and b'shamein b'kula. That's what we learned in the last four sifim. If it's the dover be'en, then the bli'is do travel. If it's an issa balua, let's say I would have meat with a bli of nevela and it touches a potato, so then everyone agrees that the bli'ah does not go from the meat. What does that mean? That means I have a piece of meat that has a bli of nevela. The tamha meat will go into the potato. Tamha nevela, which is an issa balua, doesn't travel. Ain't issa balua yaita b'lay raitiv. Now, the physics of it is the same whether what?
It's difficult.
You don't follow?
The language.
Okay, again, because this is the basics which I said everyone's going to get confused about when I started. For taste to travel without liquid, the rule of tzli is only a rule that the thing that's treif has to be there at the end. It has to be there physically. If the thing that's treif is there physically, it gives taste without liquid. So if I take a piece of nevela, I have a Nathan's hot dog without a hasher, it's treif, it touches a steak, the blia goes from the treif hot dog into the steak because the treif is his ban. If I throw away the hot dog, and I have this piece of meat, now, where is the treifus? It's not the end. It's just balua. It's only a balia. If I take that steak now and I touch a potato, we say, ein balia yaitza balai raitiv. The meat, the steak itself, will give taste into the potato. But the hot dog taste, which is in it, that's not going to go into the potato because a balua dika taste does not go without raitiv. Now, Zogtetaz, what's true about an Nathan's hot dog is also true about a bli of milk. If I have a piece of meat that was belaya from cheese, I threw away the cheese. And the cheese
doesn't matter.
It was kosher, yeah, but okay, kosher cheese with meat is always treif.
It wouldn't matter.
What? Wait, so the treif, so the meat, the cheese touched the meat. The blia goes whether it's this or a heter. The physics don't know if it's kosher or treif. Right? The physics of bli is a travel. If I have cheese and meat, the bli of the cheese will go into the meat because it's be'en. So therefore the meat becomes basa b'chalav. That meat now is treif. I throw away the cheese. Now I take this meat which absorbed cheese. This meat has be'en of meat and blias of cheese. I touch a hot potato. The meat taste will go into the potato. The cheese taste will not go into the potato. Zaktataz, therefore, what you have done in effect is taken only the heter from this basa b'chalav. You are able to extract the tama basa without the tama chalav. And therefore, when it touches the potato, the meat taste goes to the potato. But that meat taste now has been made milkless or chalavless. And therefore, when it goes into the potato, it doesn't answer. Because only the meat went into the potato and not the chalav.
That meat was a piece of the taz. Okay,
that's
the. Enzo translates piece of the taz that says
the
lo shenifarish. We already
said that. Shenifarish. Unless we're going. He says that the lo shenifarish means. This shulchan aruch is shver. How could it say basa b'chalav? Right. Okay, unless we'll explain that the shulchan aruch is only referring to two things that are be'en. Basa and gvina.
Oh, the cheese is still
bad. The cheese is still bad, yeah. The farish doesn't make sense. How does what?
How does it become?
What, the meat?
doesn't.
Bina Gavina, the Bliya, the physical fact is that since it's a Dover Atzma, even though you're right, it's not Isser Atzma, the Gavina is Heter. But the question is in physics, does the Bliya go? Since it's the Gavina is a Dover that's the Etzem there, its taste does go into the meat. Once it goes to the meat, it becomes Isser, because milk and meat is Asser.
No, the meat is not
So the Taz is learning the Isser itself, the meat itself is not Isser Machmas Atzma if it can be pulled out without the milk. Only when it's together with the milk.
So what he's talking about is, what circumstances?
Cheeseburger.
It's only Isser Machmas Atzma when it's with the cheese, right?
The
taste of the cheese. Now, everything's hot here. Everything's hot.
If they're both men.
Now, let me explain what the lumdis here is. The question here that the Shach is going to disagree with is the following. When the Torah said basa b'chalav is asir, milk and meat is asir. Meat is heter, milk is heter. You put them together, they become asir. You can look at it like shatnez. What is shatnez? I have wool and linen together. If I go to a tailor and he pulls out the wool, the linen is mutter. We all know that. If you have shatnez, you take out the shatnez and it's mutter. The Taz and Marshal maintain basa b'chalav is the same as shatnez. When the milk is in the meat, then it's aser. If I can figure out a way to pull the milk out of the meat, then the basa will become mutter. Now, the truth is, there's no way to do it. If I have meat that absorbs milk, we don't yet know a way of kashering meat and getting the milk out. However, Zuktataz, here we do have a way. Because if you have milk that absorbs meat and it touches a potato, since ein bliya yaitza ma'echol aichol b'lai raitiv, the only thing that goes into the potato is the meat without the milk. Since the meat goes without the milk, in effect, we have kashered the bleas of meat that came out, because we sucked out the meat without any milk. So it's like taking shatnez and separating the wool from the linen. Here, I pulled out meat without milk, because we have this rule. If I have this piece of meat, somebody would come here today with a piece of meat that has bleas of milk, I would show you a trick. You know how I can separate the meat from the milk? Take a hot potato, touch it to it, and if you could see, you would see only meat going into the potato, no milk going into the potato. And therefore, the Taz and Mashal maintain that becomes head. So, what about Chaticha Nasa Nevela? So, this Shita would hold. There's an expression, we're going to have a Kuvav, Epshel Asaychdai, which means by chaticha nas nevela, if you could still separate it, it'll become ois chaticha nas nevela. That if it's efshel asayim, it's possible to pull it out, then it'll become ois chaticha nas nevela. That's the opinion of the Taz and Mashal.
He says it is.
Well, that's the Taz maintains that it is. We're going to kufar the efshel asayim. And he said this is the case with efshel asayim. Now, the Shach is going to disagree. The Shach will say, as you have been saying, now what do you mean? The meat is aser. You can't separate now, cut off a little piece of meat that has no milk and say that it's mutter. It's a nuisser. Now this meat is like a piece of nevela. And the meat remains forever, treif. And even if you could somehow pull out the meat without the milk, the Shach maintains that meat became gufa iser when it became basa b'chala. It became the Gufa Isser. And that's the Shach in Sivkot Yud Zayin. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but let's at least start Shach Yud Zayin. It says, Hod Chaticha Sissa Oy Basa Mechalav. Mash Mahainu Chatichas Basa Shenivla Mechalav. Meat absorbed milk. Shenechshav Kol HaChaticha Gufa Isser. Kama Shekasu HaPaiskin. This is in Sadiq Bey. The entire piece is Gufa Isser. That a piece of iser that basa belua from chalav does ask us something else in the gear below right. Achein harashba kasav b'teres habayis devarim elu shamru afilu basa b'chalav shachalav einam afafeya, that the chalav doesn't travel. Afa pisha asok hatichas nevela. Even though basa b'chalav is chaticha nas nevela, lo yasok nevela atzma ledover zeh. The Rashba holds that it doesn't become iser legabe this, and the truth is that that's the mashal shita. The task pointed you to the Rashba. Akan l'shaynei b'kisri mahari simereish b'mtesko so b'shem ayra izal b'zal l'shaynei oin mesupik ani b'basa shekibul tamei chalav shaloi haya b'yishishim levatloi v'nesar. Here you have a case, meat absorbed milk. Let's say you have 30 ounces of meat absorbed an ounce of milk. So the meat became aser. B'shum naga k'shehu cham b'basar acher k'osav ha-mardachai b'shem ri b'chein sev ha-trumas de'ein ha-yosver b'loi reitim. The Mardechai and the Sefer Trumas also say it doesn't answer. B'shmaita the Tipas Chalav and the Sugya of Tipas Chalav. V'chichu Sfaras Ais Me'ahin the Nir V'kisa. And they proved it from the Sugya of Nir V'kisa, which was the Mashal brought when milk fell on meat. V'kasha. The Maishna Me'ahad the Kasi V'ar Trumas the Basa B'chalav Shani Mishari Surim. Why should it be any different than this which we say Basa B'chalav is different? T'ahad the Chaticha Roi L'schabed Loi B'teila Dafkeshu Shosh Shalisser. We had the rule, chaticha roi l'schabit is not bottle only when it's gufa yisr. V'loishe nesra alidei b'lias yisr. And now when it's also through a b'lia, v'gabi basa shenesra b'cholov l'yamrina n'hachi v'ayna b'teila. By basa b'cholov we say the whole thing is gufa yisr. So it's shver. V'avki mishna shleima hi b'avay d'zara. The chaticha roi l'schabit shen basa b'cholov. Ayna b'teila. And it's also b'feresh mishna. Akad l'shaynay. So therefore, The Mahari argues on the shita of the Mashal, the Rashba, the Mardechai, and he holds like the shita of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that pasuk b'chalav everything is gufa yisur. And this is the psak, even though after he says that you can answer the shita sachalkim, but he paskins that like the Shulchan Aruch that pasuk b'chalav is gufa yisur. So we have here a machlaikis, and the only case I can imagine a Rav in a typical scenario would have a call. It's like I said, it's almost unheard of that people actually have food with blias of Isser, of treifus in their house, and they don't just throw it out. Most shaylas that a Rav gets asked are bas b'chalav shaylas. So it's rare that somebody would have a shayla of a bli yetzim b'chaticha l'chaticha b'lai raitiv. But by Basa B'chalav, if you hold Basa B'chalav is a case, like the Taz, the Marshal, then you would have such a case. However, the Shach argues, it's really the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach against the Taz and the Marshal. Excuse me. And therefore, I think we have a rule, a general rule, that when the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach agree, that we always pass them like them. Generally, a rule of thumb, the Halach is like the Shach, as far as the page, the Pesach Achman on the page of Shulchan Aruch, and or exceptions to every rule. But generally, the Mechaber and the Shach agree on something where we hold like the two of them. And therefore, we're going to consider Basa B'chalav Isser Atzmai, like the Shach's Pesach, and not like the Taz, but okay. Nevertheless, it's a Tziruf. When you have Sveikis, you can be a Tziruf, the Taz. He says himself it's a daichi. I'll tell you why it's a daichi, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about examples of Issa Belua, Yaitza Belay Raitiv. Basa B'chalav is not an example of Issa Belua. Now, the truth is, he's not saying Issa Belua. He's saying, Dabish Zermach Masasik, you can develop Basa B'chalav. So he is saying, this is an example of not an Issa Belua. But Basa B'chalav, it could be. I can't argue. Also, he should say Basa B'gvina, according to that. But okay. I'm not... You only take a day netila, except us, when it's just a machmasatz. You only take a day netila, that's true. Unless they don't know b'kiyim, so we take b'kulay. But, okay, so now, this is pretty much the rule of Ein bliya yaitza v'aicha laicha b'lai raitiv. So we try to be misad of the rules. We have a rule, Ein bliya yaitza m'kligli b'lai raitiv, that's absolute. We have a rule, Ein bliya yaitza m'aicha laicha b'lai raitiv, that's not absolute. By davar shamein, it does go. but we can rely on our bekiyas for that. And Basa B'Cholav, we have here the machlokes, the two shitas. At the risk of confusing, I'm going to have to add one more discussion here before we move on. Let's review. We had last week a rule of heter mefatim le'eser, which means that when you say if something is shamein, it goes bekulai. We had last week, we were talking about regular tzli. You have a piece of nevela meat and kosher meat, they touch each other. By tzli, it goes kedei netila. And by davar shamein, it goes bekulai. The Mechaber said, heter mefatim le'eser, which meant that even if the iser is not fatty, but the heter is fatty, it goes bekulai. For example, we said last week that chametz is an iser she'en shamein. If you have a matzah kfula, and it you only take off, you break the matzah and kedei netila around it, and that's adequate. If that matzah, which is kafel, would now touch a piece of hot meat, the blia of the chametz would go into the meat. We say heter mefatim le'iser, that since the heter is shamein, it causes the blia of chametz to go bekulai. Assuming the meat is fatty, so matzah kfula, even though the matzah itself is not a davar shamein, but heter mefatim le'iser, the heter which is shamein makes the blia of chametz shamein, and therefore matzah kfula were to touch a piece of meat on the Pesach, it would go bekulai, because heter mefatim le'iser. What about here? What about in our case now? Let's try the haltkab. I have a piece of meat which is kosher, and it has blias of nevela, and it's all kachush. It's all not fatty. And now it touches a piece of heter meat, and that heter is fatty. Okay? Do I say heter mefatim le'iser in such a case? Do I say that this, which is a tam kachush, is going to become fatty because the heter is fatty? This chumrah of heter mefatim le'iser doesn't apply in such a case. Okay, one more time.
Why not?
Before I say why not, let me just explain the shayla. Okay, you're right, why not? Okay, one more time. I have here, I should have brought for show and tell, a piece of trefa meat and kasha meat that we learned last week. Even if the kosher meat, you know, when we talk about kachush, let's talk about a vegetable. Okay? Easier to think of. I have here a piece of, but we had a hard time, which vegetable is this? Arla. I have an arla, not a vegetable, arla fruit. I have a fruit of arla. I have some blueberries that are arla, and I have a piece of meat. I touch the berries to my meat. I want to give a taste. So we say, it's tzli, it should only go b'kdei klipa. We say, no, the meat is fatty, and the meat causes the blia of these berries to go b'kulai. That's the rule of hetem afatulis. Having on my other side of the table, and once again, I have berries, but these berries are not arla, they're mutadika berries. The berries had the misfortune of being in a pot earlier, together with some trephis that was in the pot as well, and these berries absorb taste, a tam kachush of iser. So here these berries only have a blia of this, and I'm putting it on top of a roast. I'm roasting it, giving it taste. Now do I say the same thing, heter mefatim le'iser, that really ain blia yaitu b'lei raitiv, really it goes not at all, really a blia should go not at all? But on this side of the table now, again, do I say that since the meat is fatty, it will give kayach to the bli of iser to go bekulai?
Even without right.
That's the question. Even without right. All without right of today. This is the shayla that Shachyut test discusses. Now you asked why not. Now listen carefully and you'll hear why not. Go back to last week's case. Last week's case, we did say heter mefatim le'iser. So what was the case? After arla berries on the roast beef. Now, it goes, it goes kedei netila even if it's not shamei. Then we say that it's the heter is mefatim the iser and it goes bekulai. How does that work? Does that work that the fattiness of the meat goes into the berries, and then the berries are now fatty and it goes bekulai? If that's the physical fact, that the shamnunis goes from the meat into the berries and then bekulai, so there's no difference. The same thing should happen here. Maybe not. Maybe the lumdis is the berries are kochush. Just the bli of the berries goes kedei netila into davar shamein. And now, once it's in there, once it got in, it travels into the whole thing. If that's true, then in this case, it doesn't go in at all. We say berries, ain't bliya yaitza ma'aychal, aychal b'lai right. But the bliyas, berries only have a bliya of iser, they're not gofe iser, and they're on top of a roast beef. Then it doesn't go in at all. If it doesn't go in at all, it's never going to become fatty and go bekulai. So the Shach says this second way. The Shach says that we don't say hetem mefatim le'iser here, because the mechanics of hetem mefatim le'iser is that the bliya of the berry goes into the meat, and then it gets fatty and goes bekulai. But since we have a rule, ain bliya yaitza la'echol la'echol bli raitiv, so now the berry never got into the meat, so it never became fatty, and it never went bekulai. That is the shita of Shach Yutes. And therefore we do not say hetem mefatim le'iser. The problem with this, there's no problem as far with the Shach, the Klara Psak, we don't say hetem mefatim le'iser, which I have a feeling everybody here is happy with, because if you don't say it, so then we can forget about it and shine. The problem is that last week, when we discussed hetem mefatim le'iser, this whole idea that you can have berries which are iser, they're kochush, you put them on meat and it's going to become mefuta, fatty, and go bekulai. The Taz said, what do you mean? Einan neser, yochol eser, b'mokim shein iser atzma yochol elasham. We had a rule. If the iser are the berries, and they're kochush, so how could something shamei make it more than the iser itself? The Shach and the Kudas HaKesav there answered, and his Lasha was that the blias of the meat go into the berries. The berries themselves become fatty, and that's why it goes bekulai. So the Shach in the Kudas HaKesav last week learned the lumdis of Hetem Mefatim Le'iser, that the blia goes from the meat into the berries, makes it fatty, and then it goes bekulai. And here, in Shach Yutes, he says the reverse. He says, no, the berry goes into the meat, and then it becomes fatty, and then it goes bekulai. So the Chavis Das, yes, that's a stira between the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef. And the Chavis Das, I shouldn't say he is, the Shach just argues with the Kudas HaKesef and holds it works this way, in the Chavis Das Yer Aleph. And it's a problem in understanding Shittas HaShach in the lumdis of how Hetem Mefatim Le'iser works. And for this reason, Hetem Mefatim Le'iser is a very lumdish. If you enjoy the lumdish, it's geshmak. But in the halacha of it, is a bit confusing in how Hetem Mefatim Le'iser works. We normally assume that some of the Kudas HaKesef are written by Shach and some written by his son. And we assume it goes with Shita Sashach all the time. And that's why there's a problem. At any rate, this is Shach Yutes. So
would the same issue apply for if the master couple, instead of touching the thing at the place where where it is couple, touched it in the place which you would take as a tefillah?
Okay, that would be in a sabulua. That would be a good example. Here it's only in a sabulua and it doesn't go blow right. Okay, yeah, machina.
But all this doesn't apply to 60.
All this does not apply. The shishim, if bottom of shishim is not, it will not change.
Also, if both pieces are fatty, then okay, it certainly goes the blia. Yeah. Even though everything.
Yeah, if the isser is fatty, then there's nothing to talk about.
The whole thing we discussed.
Right. Okay, so again, to sum up for the fifth time, a blia is a makliel kli raitiv, and a blia is a ma'echel aichel blay raitiv. With all the confusion, the lamaisa we're learning kulas today, which, as I said, don't come up all that much, but nevertheless, it's good to know. Now, if you're not yet confused, we're going to start talking if Bliyas go from an Eichel to a Kli, and from a Kli to an Eichel. Okay? We have two Kulis. Ein Bliyas to a Kli, a Kli, b'lai raitin. And Ein Bliyas to a Eichel, a Eichel, b'lai raitin. Now we're going to talk about Kli, a Eichel. If you turn the page to the Ramah, we're going to get to Kli, a Eichel, and Eichel. Okay, let's see how the Ramosh tells it avek and kol zeb beis chatichas av a kli shebola iser, a keli that has a bli of iser, a tray for keli oiser heta shenaga bay afilu be iser sheinu shami. But if you take a tray for spoon and you touch it dry to a steak or to a piece of dry meat, then it does go, a blia does go from kli, everything's asa, it had, a blia does go from kli la eichel, b'lai raitis. A blia does travel from a keli into food without raitis, even if there's no liquid there.
Even kachush.
A blia goes mekli la eichel, and we all know that. I think we would all say, understand this. You have a tray for. If you have, there's no people who have a keli. In a keli, everything is kosher. A tray for keli. It doesn't really matter if the tachta in his hat. It doesn't really matter what the keli is, right? You touch a hot steak with a tray for keli. That, even though it's dry, that gablia goes in and it asks. You want to know why in Lumdis? So here the Taz and Shach both agree. Look in Shachov Beis. Avokli Shabala Isser. Me'acha She'ein Bay Plita Magufay. Since a keli does not have its own taste, Iseres Heter Kula. It asers and the blia goes out entirely. In other words, food which has its own taste. So there, it gives its own taste. It doesn't give blias. But a keli, which only has blias in it, there it does go to kulai. Vinira, the dafka Michael shall heter. That's dafka, if it's a Michael shall heter, aval ain kli oisa kli. Dafka Michael shall heter. This dafka, a food. Aval ain kli oisa kli, b'lai raitiv, k'mesha kosav arav, soif simin tzadik beiz, b'tzadik imul gabishtei kaderis. This is the only place we're going to have this here. The rule, all important rule of ain kli, he says, don't think that because a blia goes from a keli to an eichel b'lai raitiv, that a blia goes from a keli to a keli. It's not so. Kelim are not quick. They're not food. They're not quick to get taste. And therefore, from kli to kli, nobody's arguing that it goes. Even the mashal is meikel. Even the mashal is meikel. Because of oicham. Now listen to this next line. Aval tafshul kagain oiriz oidogim. Shenivla bahem basar echalav. Let's say you have an eichel with a blia, a par of eichel that has a blia in it. Im tochav bahem kafshul basar echalav ben yaymai. Does a blia go from an eichel to a keli? The last remaining scenario. Kli lekli eichel eichel, we said it doesn't go. Kli eichel, it does go. What about eichel to a keli? Does a blia go from an eichel to a keli? Now this comes up all the time. You stick a par of a fleishiga or a milchika spoon, and you take that and you pick up a potato from the chalent, which has a blia of meat in it. We're not talking about a napar now. We're talking about like a potato in the chalent that has real meat in it. Does the blia go from the potato into the spoon? So he reads, "Im tocha behem kaf shel basa oichala ben yaimai, shapir oisa balua es hamaychul." The blia from the keli does go into the food, which is why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, "The choshev hamaychul ki ilu hu kulay baser," and the maychul has a din as if it's kulay baser, as if it's gufa iser oichala, whichever the case may be. V'nesar im hakaf. And it becomes also with the spoon. The language Nesar Imakaf is the following. Now listen carefully. The Shaila is, I take a milchka spoon. Now if I stick it into the cholent, it's neat in the cholent, so that's not a good example. Let's say I have just the potato of the cholent. I cleared out all the meat from the pot, I'm left with just some potatoes or beans on the bottom of the pot. I take a milchka spoon, I pick up this potato. So you have two questions. Does the spoon answer the potato? Does the bli go from kli la'echel? And does the eichel answer the spoon? Well, that's the first one. Does the spoon answer the potato? That's the Ramah. The Ramah said, kli shebala iser, oiser hetter shenagabai. A bli goes from a keli to an eichel. That's the Ramah. And that is no shaila. What about what? If it didn't touch them, it's not, it has no way of answering them. But if it whatever it touched, if you have shishim, of course it'll be mutter. Now, what about the potato answering the spoon? You have to kasha the spoon. So it's very strange that everything's a benyan. Right? The strange, the shach adds this whole chiddush that a bliya from a food does go into a keli, just with the last two words, v'nesar im hakaf. Does the spoon become aser? He says, like in passing, it comes aser together with the spoon. Because the spoon zecher becomes aser. And the potato becomes aser as well. That's what it says here in the shach. In other words, while we're coming up, is a very neat way to remember it, like the shach. Ein b'li yaitzah from kli l'kli b'ra b'lai raitiv. Not from eichel l'eichel b'lai raitiv. But from kli l'eichel, or eichel to kli, it does aser according to the shach. Question is, why should it become aser? Why should we say a bliya goes from an eichel to a keli b'lai raitiv if it doesn't go from a keli to a keli b'lai raitiv? And we say kelim give taste easier, right? The first line here was that food gives taste more. Food is more reluctant to give bliyas than kelim, which only have bliyas give it more quickly. So the keli to a keli, a bliya doesn't go. From an eichel, which has a bliya, certainly shouldn't go into a keli.
This is an eichel that's showing.
And that's a problem. We're talking a kachosh. And the Taz in Sifkot and Tezayin says Beferish that a bliya does not go from an eichel to a keli. So it's very difficult to know how the Shach, in just passing, could write imakaf. The Prima Gadim asks how the Shach could just say in passing, it's imakaf. The kaf also becomes aser. As if it's not even a big chiddush. There are those who want to change the girsa to al yedei hakaf. And the shach is not saying the spoon becomes asa. He says the meat becomes asa al yedei hakaf.
The shach is using a plain logic. He's saying, first of all, the mahal is really too late. Then we consider like a bull, it's considered like a bull. That's why it's built in a kaf. We're not talking about bull. Somehow or other,
we're talking here about bulua. Choshev HaMeichel, he's saying there's no difference. It will be Shapir Oisa Bolua Es HaMeichel. The Choshev HaMeichel Kilu Hu Kulay Basar Echalav. Why does he use that law? Choshev HaMeichel Kilu Hu Kulay Basar Echalav. I talk needs an explanation. Is that helping you much? What? It is a quote. Vanessa Imakaf. The Girsa change would have to be in the Marshal. So, I just today in Tervadast is a shloshim at 10 o'clock, so I have to be there reasonably close to 10. So I'm going to have to stop. I just want to sum up. We're going to come back to this shach next week in Yitz Hashem. But to sum up, what we have to walk away with, we have to chaza well. A bliya mekliyah kli b'lai raitiv, that we all know. The airplane thing is the way we remember it. That ein bliya yaitza b'lai raitiv. If you have a fleshiga oven at home and you want to heat up pizza, you double wrap it. We learned a chiddush today. It also doesn't go b'lei raitiv. A bliya doesn't go without raitiv, except by a davar shamein. And here we rely on ubikiyim. And a bliya does not go b'lei raitiv from a keli to an eichel. The feirish in the Ramah that it does go. Machlok shach and taz, or the parent shach and the taz, is from a keli, from an eichel into a keli, and that is the one. thing which appears to be a machlekes shach and taz according to our girsa, and that needs a little bit of hesver. So next week, before we get to the Nina Meluach, we're going to come back to this and finish it.